Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Carlton News. My name is David Cerebro, and I have the pleasure to have today over the phone the very, very talented band called Bones UK. They are Grammy-nominated band. Check that out. And they had also their late-night television debut on the show called The Late Night with Seth Meyers, which aired a couple of nights ago, and they really, really killed it. Really killed it. They have a lot of wonderful music. I love this band. I'm very happy to have them. They're now in Europe, I believe, in Italy, and they are catching up with us. How are you guys?
We're good, David. We're really good.
So I'm very happy to have both of you. So I have Rosie Bones and Carmen Vandenberg, the two wonderful members of this amazing band, Bones UK. So a question that I'm sure you have answered a million times, but that would be an extra one today. Can you tell us how both of you met?
We were nursing some kind of a breakup in Camden Town in London. And Carmen was playing a blues jam, and I saw her playing, and I sort of went up to her afterwards and said that we had to make music together, and that was it. And then I think we went back to mine after that and made music, and we haven't stopped ever since.
And indeed, this is a beautiful collaboration that lasts, and will last for many, many, many years. How would you describe your music, both of you? Because it's kind of something really, really new where you created your own trademark, your own signature of music.
Sure. I mean, we never ever wanted to make anything which sounded like anyone else. And it's something that's always been very important to us. Some people
have called it future rock. I think it's because, like, yeah, future rock, we love rock and roll, but we really tried to create something that was new, and like working with our producer Filippo, who brought some electronic elements and whatever, I think we managed to find this genre that we like, and someone else called it future rock, and we liked it, and we keep it that way.
I think we called it future rock.
We did it.
Well, it is really, really great. One thing that really strikes us immediately is the theatrical atmosphere that you guys bring on stage. I mean, it's almost watching, if you allow me, like a show on Broadway. Like, it's really, really moving everywhere. We really love that. It has, some... and again, feel free to contradict me, but it made me think of Le Cirque du Soleil. I don't know why, but it was all the colors of the music, a little bit larger than life, but yet so perfectly controlled. The music is absolutely gorgeous. Do you think that the theatrical aspect that you're bringing on stage, voluntarily or perhaps involuntarily, do you think it's also part of who you guys are?
Yes. I thank you so much. Like, it's something that it came very naturally. It's always come very naturally to us, but it's something that we really enjoy. Is, I think, music these days is incredible, but I think as us as artists and us as musicians, we have an obligation to not just provide music, but also provide entertainment, right? You need to make people come to your shows. You can't just, be a band and write cool songs and be like, I hope people come. Like, we want every time someone comes to see us for it to be an experience, or, for it to be a moment or a memory or a, visceral, to really feel it. And for us, the performance element is just as important as the music. When we're writing, we're thinking about how we're going to perform it. When we're, it's also intertwined for us, and that extends to the music videos and all of those things, but especially live, it's something we really, it goes hand in hand with the music, and we always are looking for ways to explore that further, whether it be, shows in weird venues, or, we do a lot of kind of strange gigs where they're in a place that you wouldn't expect them to be in. So for all of our fans, they always have an experience that they'll never forget. And we think that's something that we want to give to them.
And
right?
Indeed.
And it's fun.
You are indeed delivering for sure. So
yeah.
I must say you must have put a lot of a record studio out of business because you guys have, I would say, a very avant-garde form of recording because you guys recorded in so many unusual places. So it goes from cars, bathrooms, basement, really to capture a specific sound and unique vision, which is Bones UK. So do you think, tell us about that element, that freedom of recording a little bit in unusual places. So does it mean you don't have also the stress of the studio? Oh my God, we have only 2 days to record that song. If it's not good, you know, we're basically screwed versus recording in the car. Well, you know what? We don't have the pleasure. It's more spontaneous.
Well, you really nailed it with saying that. It's just like the stress of the studio and everything. It's like when it happened that we recorded in the car, it might have started off because we didn't have the access to those facilities or whatever, but then it became a thing of like when you want to capture something that's come out in that moment. And we want to continue doing that. And I mean, that's exactly why we're in Italy at the moment. We needed to find a place where we could all meet up, and we just got a house and we're just borrowing equipment and instruments and microphones from people, and we just set up in a living room, and that's how we're going to do the next few songs that like might be on the next record. It's always about writing, capturing the moment, and you know, doing what you can with what you've got, and especially that what you were saying is like that pressure of the label giving you money for a studio and being stressed out about timings and stuff like that. I mean, I think we really enjoy having the experience of doing it in different places and also not having that restriction that it's just like a box that you fall into as a band that like we just didn't want to experience. We're doing it our own way.
And we couldn't agree with you more. So before we start to play some of your beautiful recordings, I would love to know, can you tell us where the name Bones UK is from? So UK, I think I have an idea, but where Bones is from?
Well, I always love the word bones, and I it's just Rosie here, and I felt that, you know, bones is what makes us all up. It's where we start from, right? It's a skeleton. It's like, it's where we all begin. And it's the kind of thing that unifies us all. It's all made from bones, and I always like resonated with that. And then obviously we wanted to be just called Bones, and then we were like, there was a TV show, there was another guy. When we moved to America, we realized there's another guy called Bones. We're like, right, we need to find some way to kind of like twist this. And we just thought the UK was a cool way of doing it. We loved how it's like it sounds, and yeah, that's where it came from. But ultimately, it's about us, you know, all being made from the same stuff, and that's where all things should be.
And Rosie's been called Rosie Bones like for forever.
Since birth.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. That's
since
the way,
I met her,
the way to
go. She's already
so,
Rosie Bones.
So before we say goodbye to each other, what are your next projects?
So we're basically at the moment, we've come to Italy. We were living in LA and we're going back there. We don't know what we're doing, but at the moment we wanted to come to Italy to try something else out, like kind of and write the next record.
Yeah.
So we've got a load of really interesting things going on. We've got a potential, a very exciting project which might be happening as well, which involves us finding some ways to navigate this current situation as far as live music and COVID is concerned. There's a lot of very exciting stuff, but at the moment what we're doing is we're going to make some fucking amazing music.
And we decided to make a camp in my hometown, and it's just really cute because we could all just get here quite easily. And that's what we're doing. We're just going to try and create some.
We're going to make some amazing music.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to hear more of you always. And I want you to know that this is definitely your show. I want to say hello to our friends at the Syndicate also, and congratulations for all the great things that you're doing. I say, of course, hello to Ariel Aslanian, who is doing a wonderful, wonderful work. Now we are going to play two beautiful tracks, Pretty Waste and Beautiful is Boring. And let me tell you, your music is so beautiful that I guarantee you it will never be boring. So we have to keep that title.
Thank you.
We love you. My name is David Sarira. I had the pleasure today on the Culture News on iHeartRadio to welcome these two gorgeous, wonderful artists from the band The Bones UK. Please check them out. Follow them on Instagram and buy and stream their music. We need your support, these wonderful artists. We are nothing without audiences. So we are counting on you to really back up this amazing band, Bones UK. Right now, two of their most celebrated singles. More music to follow up. Stay tuned.